CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Vending machines. Are you a fan? Do you hit up a vending machine?
Yeah, I don't mind the
convenience.
There's some good vending machines around. There's like the ones that produce hot pizzas.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
That's my type
technology
of
are getting into vending machines these days. You can buy prepaid phones and all sorts of
you
stuff.
You can buy
in
those
machines.
Charger banks for your mobiles, which never work.
Yes, of course.
But it's a
which
cool
is
idea.
Great.
Don't buy them from a vending machine. They're dodgy.
For years, vending machines have been taking our money, though. I'd love to know the numbers on how much money is lost in vending machines over a year in Australia.
What, when you put money in and nothing comes
out? Yeah, you don't get what you deserve.
I'm always the person that gets two things.
Oh, are you that person?
I don't know why. I just You're always lucky. Happens to me.
On a vending machine.
And then this is the outcome of that.
Eating too many Mars bars from
too
the vending
many
machine.
Packets of chips.
I was faced with a moral dilemma. Dilemma, whatever you want to say, right? And it was...
All right, Kelly Rowland.
It was a vending machine at Erin Affair.
Yes.
And I don't know what had happened to it before I got there, but it wasn't in a great state. The front of the vending machine was...
I know this vending machine.
Yeah,
it's
as you walk
in. The movies.
In, yeah, as you walk in, it's on the left.
Oh, that's so sad that I know that vending machine.
So there it is.
Has someone stolen everything?
So the front of it was smashed in.
Oh, the glass is all gone.
Yeah, and I took a photo of it. Have a look at that. Took a photo of it, but look what's inside.
Oh, Heaps of Cokes gone.
Yeah.
The heaps of water left.
Yeah, I know. Someone's rated
But there's
that.
Lots of drinks left.
Yeah, so it was open and, but you know, I thought to myself, should I grab one?
Should you take one?
Do I grab one? I mean, it's open. I didn't open it. I just want to use the vending machine. Would you take one?
Ooh.
It's open already.
Will anyone ever find out?
I don't know.
I probably wouldn't. If I was really thirsty,
okay.
I probably would.
Then you might go for
then
it.
Then I
there.
Might go for one.
It got the better of me. I couldn't bring myself to grab something out
you
of this
You did
thing.
It.
I couldn't do it, Bree. Even though it's ripped me off for years, the bloody vending machines. It's taken my... I should have got my revenge.
You should have
on
taken
that
a six-pack.
Yes.
That's really surprised me, actually.
What?
You
That I didn't take anything?
Yeah. But then I know you.
Mm.
And... The fear of being caught would have over.
Yeah.
Would have.
Not the guilt.
Not the guilt. No, you're fine with the guilt. It's the fear of being caught.
Well, here's what I want to do this morning because our vending machine here at work, this is time for us to get our money back. And I want to send our producer, Rach, to the kitchen right now with some money because there is.
Off you go, Rach.
Off you go, Rach. Off you go to the kitchen this morning.
Off you go.
Oh, here's some money, Rach.
Oh,
take
she
the 10
doesn't
bucks.
Have any money.
Here we go. Take the 10 bucks.
Oh, that's not going to go through that vending machine.
Isn't it? Well, here's another 10 bucks in case that one doesn't work.
Rach, split it. We'll
okay, so in the vending machine this morning, Bree, number 27, it's a nut bar.
Yes. Oh, well, can we get something more delicious?
No, but it's hanging over the edge. It's hanging over the edge.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so I'm thinking we could get two here. This is it.
Oh, this is a big moment.
Yeah, so it's hanging off the edge. I feel if we buy a nut bar, we might get two nut bars.
I feel like because I'm involved, you're going to reap the benefits of my luck with vending machines.
I'll probably just give you the free nut bar anyway, and I'll have the one that I pay for. But producer
Rach.
Yes,
this is good for me.
All right, we are getting our revenge on vending machines this morning if we happen to get two nut bars.
We should have sent Rach before because it's quite a long way.
No, that's all right. I like the suspense. We build up to it. Rach.
Okay, what was it, number 27?
27. Can you see the nut bar hanging over the edge?
Remember that time we tried to glue 2 5-cent pieces together and put it through the vending machine? Didn't work, guys.
Our war with vending machines has not helped us along the way.
I actually got tennis elbow from trying to get my arm in there once.
Talk to me, Rach. What's happening?
It won't even let me take the money.
No, come on. Come on.
I told you. It's when you fold the note.
Come on.
It won't even, it's not
Come on, Rach.
Any notes today.
Caress
you're killing
the
me
vending
here.
Machine.
It's not doing it.
No, you're killing me,
it's
Rach.
It's not accepting any notes. No notes, it won't take anything.
So, we have a situation here where a nut bar hangs on the edge.
Oh, look, Em in the newsroom's lit up. She's going to get to the nut bar first. Oh, back off, Em.
It's our nut
it's
bar.
It's our nut bar.
It's
you
our
can go to hell.
Nut bar. Rach. Drop the money, start banging the machine, start hip and shouldering it.
Yes, hip and shoulder.
Hip and shoulder.
Manny is up here. I'm not banging the vending machine in front of Manny.
Ask Manny, who works here for $2.
The maintenance guy.
Manny, do you have $2?
I'm going to get a hammer.
He's going to go get a hammer and smash it open.
No!
No!
Don't do that.
Wait, we've got coins. We've got coins.
Here we go. Okay. Come on.
Oh, hang on. Manny gets underpaid here. He's only got 70 cents. Oh, wait, here we go.
This is our moment. I'm glad Manny was there to save the day for
He's always there to save the day, Manny.
All right, come on. Nut bar it is.
The nut bar's more than $2, just by the way.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Logistics.
Let's get this nut bar.
Where are we at? Oh, she's putting the coins in.
Here we go. Okay, the coins are in what? 27.
All
right, oh, my God.
Oh, man. Revenge.
Everyone,
on vending machines
cross
everywhere.
Your fingers.
Come on.
Oh, no. No.
What? What?
We got one.
What? Not two?
Not two.
Oh! So we just paid for a stupid nut bar.
All right, Rach, what we want you to do is we want you to drive to Erin Affair, where the broken vending machine is, and just start looting all the drinks.
Raid it.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Getting a job, I've always really struggled with the application process, but I feel like there's something that's been brought to the table by McDonald's that I would probably do really well at.
This really brings it into 2017, doesn't it? This really brings it into line.
It's called the Snaplication, where you can apply for a job at McDonald's through Snapchat. What is the world coming to?
So it's a filter, from what I've seen. It's a filter that it puts you in a McDonald's uniform.
Yeah, exactly, with the hat and the name tag and everything.
And you apply for the job through this. This is the beginning of the end, Bree. The beginning of the end.
I don't know what the world is coming to. It says here that you can just have a yarn about yourself for 10 seconds and you send it off to the McDonald's recruiters.
Hey, that makes it easier, though. 10-second application is a lot better than a two-page resume.
Trust me, if people at McDonald's saw my Snapchat, if they saw my timeline, they would not be giving me a job.
How do we get the filter? Is it just on there?
I think it's like a part of the filters at the moment, I'm pretty sure.
Go do one, Bree. Do one right now.
Should I?
Yeah, do a 10-second application for McDonald's right now. This is great.
Put yourself in
the uniform.
Oh, no.
Don't think about it too much. Just tell McDonald's, you know, what you might be able to bring to the table.
Here we go.
You found the McDonald's one?
Yeah. Here we go.
Yes.
Hey, guys at Macca's, I've got no skills and I'm really a horrible employee, but I never call in sick on purpose. Hi, me.
Okay. All right. Not bad. And you like nuggets too. So
10 seconds always makes me nervous on Snapchat.
It's hard to get it all in there. I mean, you could do it again. You can get it perfect before you send it off.
That's the beauty of Snapchat, isn't it?
Exactly.
You don't have to send that one off.
See, this is interesting that you can do that in the uniform at McDonald's as if you've already got the job. I mean, at least, you know, that's one way of applying for a job. I went to a job interview once at Nike.
Okay.
And one of my mates worked at Nike. And I said, mate, I need some Nike to wear. I need to rock up in the apparel. I can't be wearing Adidas to a Nike interview. He goes, yeah, no worries. I've got some Nike you can wear. I got stitched up massively.
Why?
He's given me the Nike shirt. I've walked into a group interview and I can see people looking at me.
Going, you loser.
And they're laughing and they're like pointing at me. And I think, oh, there's one for the confidence. I sit down in front of the whole group and the boss of Nike looks at me and goes, oh, good to see you've really taken some initiative. You're wearing the store uniform before you've even got the job. I walked in the Nike shirt that the employees wear.
Oh, no.
My mate had stitched me up. He'd given me the Nike shirt that...
Wouldn't you have known?
No, I'd never been into the store.
I was going to say, you'd know if it was Foot Locker. That's a giveaway. Oh.
Why are you giving me this ref outfit? I mean...
He goes, well, you know... It's the hottest thing right now.
Dress for the job you want is what they say, Bree. So you might as well go all guns blazing.
Go in for it. Why not?
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Oh, stupid thieves. People who think they can get away with something and it turns out they're just dumb.
Love it. Technology tends to catch these
people.
And
this is the exact story, Gaunty, because a girl over in Texas, she drove up to the ATM because she needed to get some money out and she's left her car unlocked as she's ran up to the ATM. She said 90 seconds maybe she was away from the car. She's come back to the car. Her iPhone's gone. Bing, someone's taken it.
But the car's still there. Why didn't they just take the whole thing if it's
Well, the keys weren't in it.
Oh.
She's taken the keys, but she just didn't
lock
the car.
Right, I thought the car was left running. Okay, no, so it's so open, iPhone,
obviously sitting on the seat, someone's seen it, boom, take the phone.
Done.
It's gone. She was devastated, obviously, and realised that, and that was probably not a good move, leaving the car unlocked, but she went into Apple to get a new phone later that day because she kind of made her peace with it. She's like, it's gone. I'm never getting that back. And
she gave up that easily if it's that day.
I think she did.
I'll just go down to Apple, get another one.
Yeah, well, I think she needed the phone. So she went into Apple, bought a new phone. And obviously, anyone who's got an iPhone knows that with an iPhone, you can restore all your settings from your old phone.
Yeah.
And she's logged into her iCloud account on her new iPhone. And lo and behold, the people who stole her phone have taken selfies on the phone, haven't they? They've taken a video on the phone. They're having a great time.
Here's a tip. If you're going to steal a mobile phone, don't be taking selfies with it and posting videos on social media.
Don't be doing that. Yeah, no. Anyway, so this is my favourite part. Mm. She then has got these photos off her iCloud and then posted these photos on Facebook.
Have we seen pics? Is there pics of these guys?
There's pictures of them. It's gone viral in the States.
Okay.
Who are these people? They stole my iPhone. You know, tell me as much information you can about them. Anyway, all these people started writing their names, where they live, who they are. Anyway, they were caught. She got her phone back and they have been charged.
Well done.
Brilliant. Do you remember that story I told you? It was a couple of years ago and I was with one of my mates and we were at it was kind of a pub nightclubby kind of place and she lost her iPhone that night and her and I probably spent an hour looking for this phone and we logged into Find My iPhone on my phone.
Yeah.
And it brought up the location of her phone, which was still at the nightclub place. So it didn't really help us that much. So we went into the lost and found and we said, you know, has anyone handed in an iPhone? It looks like this. And the manager there at the time said, no, we haven't seen any iPhone. Sorry, nothing's been handed in. Anyway, the next day, the iPhone had been turned off and that was the last place. It brings up the last location that the phone was. The next day, I was like, let's just look to see if the phone's been turned on again, just to see. So we log back in to Find My iPhone on my phone, and guess what? The phone had been moved to a different location, hadn't it?
Didn't you guys rock up to their house or something?
I said, let's go turn up to this address.
You took the law into your own hands and rocked up at a random house.
I don't recommend this, but we turned up to this random place because it pinpoints the actual house. Yeah. Knocked on the door. Guess who answers the door? Oh, it was the manager from the night before, wasn't it? And I literally looked at this guy and I said, mate, I said, we just want the iPhone. I didn't even bother to ask. I said, we just want the iPhone. He goes, what are you talking? I said, don't bullshit me, mate. We've got it on Find My iPhone. I'll call the police right now. And I've never seen someone so cowardly just pull this iPhone out of his pocket.
He should have gone, I'll call the police on my brand new iPhone.
It's definitely mine, not yours.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Remember that boring census thing we filled out?
Or you got other people to do it for you?
Yeah, you got your mum to do yours.
Yeah.
I got my fiancée Jamie to do mine.
Palmed it off to people?
It made no census in the end, but
oh, here we go. That was a bad one.
We all put our two census in and then we...
Oh, don't do that.
Remember we did all those census puns we talked about last time?
You're really just going on with no sense at all,
no,
are you?
No, I knew you'd get roped in.
You're making no census.
The numbers are in, Bree. The numbers are in. And they've found the typical Australian. And we want to find the typical Australian based on these census statistics.
Yes.
So this is what they're saying the typical average Australian is.
So the most common Aussie.
Most common Aussie is a 38-year-old female. If this is you, well, you can get as close as you possibly can to this. 38-year-old female. We want you to call through 13, 12, 16 or even get close. Okay, 38-year-old female.
Yeah, the closest person will win.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah. Born in Australia.
Okay, Aussie.
So you have to be born here. Both your parents born here as well,
okay,
is what it's saying.
Oh, well, I'm out.
Married with two kids.
Married? Jeez, God.
So they're married with two kids.
This is really specific.
So specific. These are the numbers they crunched. Two cars in the household.
Okay.
Owns a three-bedroom house with a mortgage.
Yep.
And does 5 to 14 hours of unpaid domestic work per week.
Okay, well, that one's not hard because you can lie about that.
Yeah, exactly. So 13, 12, 16, will we find that person?
So 38,
yes,
female,
yep,
born in Australia, both parents born here, married, two kids, two cars in the household, mm-hmm, owns a three-bedroom house.
With a mortgage.
Yep. And does how much housework?
5 to 14 hours of unpaid domestic work per week. 13,
okay,
12, 16.
We're looking for that person.
We want to find the most typical Australian, closest person to that if we can get it on the money.
If you think you're the most common Aussie this morning, call us now, 13 12 16.
Do you want to hear the details they had for a bloke?
What were they?
All they had on this was 37.
Yeah.
And does less than 5 hours of domestic work per week. So just pretty much every Aussie bloke.
Just senseless info.
Oh, you're taking us out on that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Census, the results are in. And we filled it out a couple of months ago, or maybe end of last year now, wasn't it? It's gone, been a while. But they found the most typical Australian, according to the numbers. Yeah, the most common.
Which I'm so glad the $1 billion it cost to do. Yeah. This is what we're using the information for.
I think it's to cater for certain Australians so they know what people want. But give out the stats we're looking for this morning.
So this is what we're looking for. You need to be 38, female, born in Australia, both parents born in Australia as well, married with two kids, two cars in the household, a three-bedroom house with the mortgage, and does a bit of housework a week.
Very specific.
Super specific.
Scott in Carrion, good morning.
Morning.
How you going?
We're well, mate. You think your wife fits the bill?
I was going to say, because it's not you, Scott.
No, it's not me. She's riding the porcelain bus at the moment.
Oh, no.
Oh, throwing up.
Yeah, sure is.
Okay. Oh, no. She's pregnant, obviously.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh.
She's got salmonella.
Bad tie last night. Oh, what happened? Okay, so talk us through it, mate. What's she got? 38 years old?
She's 40.
Okay. She's obviously she's female. She's born here, Scott.
Born here.
Yeah. Her parents, both born here?
Yeah, both parents. Mm.
Married, obviously, to you?
Yep.
Two kids. What are their names, Scott?
Hayden and Bryson.
Okay, just checking.
Test.
Two cars. Yep. Three-bedroom house with a mortgage?
Yeah, three-bedroom house with a mortgage.
Jeez, okay, whereabouts?
Carry on.
Okay,
carry
just
on.
Checking.
Yep.
What year
Play
was she?
The Cougars.
Oh.
The Cougs.
She plays for the Cougars.
No, we do.
Oh, I was going to say, well, you're on my side already.
Chuck her on the phone, Scotty. I don't care.
Yeah, put her on. We need to talk to the woman herself.
We need the average Aussie right here, the typical Australian.
Is she around?
Unfortunately, I can't.
Oh,
mate. It looks like you're disqualified. You're out of the running, bro. You could be making this magical wife up.
Yeah.
Who we've never...
What's this wife of yours name,
yeah,
Scott?
Sure.
Amanda.
Okay. All right. Let's chat to a couple of other ladies who fit the bill. Emile in Lisarow. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
You fit the bill, do you?
Well, I'm 37, but I'm 38 next month.
Okay.
Is that the only thing you're missing?
Well, I have a four-bedroom home with the mortgage, not a three-bedroom.
Look at you, Gav. Well, aren't you fancy?
You're so rich.
Okay, four-bedroom, 37.
But she's 38 this year.
This year?
Next month, yeah.
Okay. Next month?
Born in 1979, yeah.
So does that count?
I think that counts.
I think it counts if you're turning 38 this
within
year.
Within a month.
Within a month.
Can you downgrade the house for us just so we find the most typical Australian?
Oh, well, we'd love to put an ensuite in instead of the four-bedroom.
Oh, well,
so
just
sure.
Splash out the money everywhere, Emile.
It's good to know we've got rich listeners here at CFM, which is great. All right, one more. Tracy in Hunter Valley. Good morning, Trace.
Morning.
Oh, how you going?
We're well.
Do you fit this bill, Tracy?
Oh, pretty darn close, I think.
Okay.
What are you missing?
I've just turned 39.
Okay. You're born in Australia?
Born in Australia, yes.
Both parents born here?
Yes, they
married?
Are. Definitely.
Happily?
Very happily.
Excellent.
That
two,
you know of.
Two kids?
Have two kids, one with me at the moment.
Okay. Two cars?
Two cars, yes.
And a three-bedroom house with a mortgage?
We have a four-bedroom house, but yeah.
Oh.
It's hard to
same,
split.
Same.
It is hard to split, but
God, there's
how long ago did you turn 39?
At the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So I think Emile might
think
be
Emile
closer to the date, don't you think?
She's the closest.
Emile.
Yeah.
You are the most average Australian ever.
Yes, Emile!
Well done.
The most common Aussie.
Thank you.
You rich human with your four-bedroom house.
Congratulations. You are the most average you can get.
Is it the biggest achievement that you've had, Emile?
Look, I've never been called the most average Australian ever with an unusual name like Emile, so it's a title that I'm happy to have, so thank you.
I think it's only fitting that we play... For you, Emile.
Just for you.
Congratulations. We salute you. We found you the most typical average Aussie. How good.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Amateur acting.
Let's
time.
Let's do it.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's Amateur Acting.
All right, time to get our amateur acting on.
Yep.
We're going to act out this scene this morning. If you're the first to call through, once you know the movie that the scene is from, you will have pick of the prizes.
We've blocked the lines this morning because we have to wait until we start acting out this scene.
But if you call through, you can't sit and continue to listen. You have to answer straight away. Producer Rach is onto it.
Can I say I feel like I was born to play this part?
Really?
Today? Like my moment in life is now.
Okay. I'm playing the more famous characters, just saying.
I noticed you gave yourself that character. I have looked over the lines and thought, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more suited to your character.
Oh, whatever. I'm the more inspirational one.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready to go? This music's really fitting for the scene in a way. Yeah.
Very. Okay. Director H, when you're ready.
Action!
What is it?
Machine gun. Probably MG42.
I'm thinking we detour this way quick and quiet so the crowds don't even know what hit him. So, Captain, what I'm trying to say is, why don't we just go through this thing?
I hear what you're saying. But we can't go around it.
Captain, we can skip it and accomplish our mission. I mean, this isn't our mission, right, sir?
Oh, is that what you want to do? You just want to leave it here so they can ambush the next company that comes along?
No, sir, that's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying that it seems like an unnecessary risk given our objective, sir.
Our objective is to win the war.
Sir, I just don't have a good feeling about this one.
Well, when was the last time you felt good about anything? Come on.
When I ate a Mars bar recently. Delicious.
That's not in the scene. All right, three runners. We'll be suppressing fire. Well, Milish, you hook to the right. I'll go up the middle. And who's going to go left?
I'll do it. I'll go left.
All right. Help him switch off, Jackson. You linger in the rear. We advance to keep pressure on him while he has to change out his barrels.
Maybe I should go up the middle, sir.
The way you run, I don't think so.
Maybe I should go left, sir.
Maybe you should shut up. And scene.
Don't hurt my feelings, sir.
That's in the actual scene. That's in the actual...
What?
Yes.
Don't hurt my feelings?
No. You should shut up.
I improv there. Let's go to Janine this morning. Morning, Janine.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Very well. Did you enjoy that, Janine? You're welcome.
Oh, it was great.
At least we could do it for you.
Material right there.
I bet.
What's the movie?
Is it Machine Gun Preacher?
No, it's not.
Not Machine Gun Preacher.
Good guess, though, Janine. You're on the right track.
Good guess. No doubt a war movie, I'm guessing, from when I gather. Someone calls up, Finding Nemo.
No, not Finding Nemo.
Who are we going to go with, Rach?
Simone, we're going with next. Simone, morning.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Do you know the famous movie?
I think it's Hacksaw Ridge.
Ooh, watched it the other night.
You're so close, Simone. You're on the right track, but it's not Hacksaw Ridge.
Who are we going with next here, Rach?
Number four, Luke in Woodalba. Morning, Luke.
How you going?
Hit us
very well.
Mate.
Do you know the movie?
Is it Saving Private Ryan?
It is Saving Private Ryan!
Smashed it.
Yes, Luke.
One of the great war movies.
That is a great film. So good.
That and Fury. I love Fury, Brad Pitt.
Did you know that in Saving Private Ryan, Vin Diesel's in that film?
Yeah, young Vin Diesel.
Super young.
Yeah.
He's even got hair.
Yeah,
I took a picture of Brad Pitt in to get my hair cut yesterday from Fury. The short on the sides and the...
Do they have an accident?
It looks pretty Brad Pitt-like. Come on.
Nice work, Luke.
Family pass to Clip and Climb, mate, or would you like to go along to CFM's VIP race day?
I think the kids would love Clip and Climb.
It is a good time down at Clip and Climb at Central Coast Leagues Club. They'll enjoy that.
Kids have far less fear than us, we found out when we went down there. But you can catch all the fun these school holidays at Clip and Climb on the Central Coast, just gone 8:17.
I like that one. That was fun.
Here at sea. I love getting into the, you know.
The nitty gritty.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
You shut your face,
no,
sir.
No, you shut your face, sir. No, you shut up.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Gaunzi, we've been on the hunt for the last couple of weeks. We asked, you guys delivered.
The people.
For the hottest baristas on the coast.
Didn't we get some comments on the Facebook post?
The results are in.
So we've made a map. We've put it together so you can find these hot baristas on the Central Coast as you get your coffee.
It's up on the Facebook page as we speak. There's little coffee cups with the little flame coming out of it of all the spots that you can find these places. But do you want to hear? So these are the top 15. So these were the most comments on Facebook for these places.
Okay. Is there a number one? Okay.
No particular order.
Just a top 15.
Top 15. Okay. We've got Son of Bean in Gosford. They were on there. Shelley's Cafe in Saratoga. Warnie's Cafe in Warnervale. Diggers at the Entrance, The Secret Cafe in Charmhaven, Boy in the Rose at Avoca Parade, Two Birds Cafe in Toowoon Bay, Jimmy G's in Tuggerah, Lords of Poor in Edelong Beach, hey. Silver Tree Cafe at Erin Affair, Common Ground at Wyong, Kazars at Budgieroy, Quattro at Platinum at Erina, Bella
well.
Natural Food Co. at Terrigal, and Coffee Guru at King Cumber Shopping Village.
Oh, they are some hot, hot people on the Central Coast.
I'm telling you, they're making hot cups of coffee, and they're just hot in general.
If you want to see that map, we've put it up. Where can we find this map right now?
It's up on the Facebook page right now. It's also up on the CFM website. You can go to that. But Facebook page right now, if we've missed any places, feel free to comment on the Facebook post.
You can let us know. And yes. I encourage those cafes to share the map as well, to let people know that you have hot baristas there. I mean,
that is a draw card.
That is something that's going to bring the people in. And that's not just guy baristas either. That's guys
and girls. Okay. Just an array of hotness.
Man.
I feel like
a coffee.
If that was me.
And a kiss. Coffee kiss combo.
Well, you're engaged, so leave it up to me.
Yeah. You'll visit them all.
I've got actually plans to visit every one of these cafes later on today.
You'll trace that, Matt.
Yeah, I'll trace it, yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
It's interesting to see if you've got newborn kids or even just young kids, this is probably a good idea.
This would write me in as a first-time customer for sure.
Westpac are doing this thing at the moment where you can deposit $200 into an account if you start an account with them for your newborn child. And then, they're not allowed to touch it till they're 16.
It's like a little mini baby bonus.
Exactly.
On top of the government's
baby bonus. And you just let the interest accumulate over the 16 years, and you can obviously put money into that account if you want to.
$200 over 16 years. I wonder what that total would be by the time you hit 16.
Probably not all that much.
Free money, though.
Free $200. Yeah.
Is there any T's and C's? Do you have to stay with the bank until you're 16?
Well, I think obviously you have to stay.
Like if I want to pop out a kid just for the $200 and then wait 16 years to collect it, is that cool?
I think that's a bad plan because a kid's going to cost a whole lot more, Gaundy.
Oh, I need to work the math out on it.
Not worth it.
What if I have three kids?
Well, maybe.
Get three times $200.
Maybe, but yeah, over 25,000 families have already expressed some interest
really?
In this account. So how much is that? Can we do the math on that?
On
producer
what?
Rage?
On the
25,000 times 200. If Westpac are going to open 25,000 accounts.
Well, it's 50,000.
Is it?
Isn't it? It's times it by two?
Yeah.
No?
No.
What?
5 million.
Oh, 5 million.
Is that how much money they're going to be
out?
I don't know if it was worth it for Westpac to bring out this offer.
I would have signed up for 100. So you've gone high with the 200.
Okay, they $100
would have been enough for me.
But then you and I were talking off air. I actually, when my nan passed away, good old Edna, she left me $5,000, which is lovely of her.
How long ago was that now?
Oh, I think 6 years ago.
6 years.
Yeah, she left all her grandkids $5,000. And I literally, at the time, I was pretty, I don't know, upset. And I didn't really want to think, I didn't really care about the money. And I ended up giving it to my mum and she gave it to my auntie Julie, the loose unit, who works in a bank, and she just put it in a high interest account for me. I have not looked at that money for 6 years.
How high is the interest? Is it?
I think it was 3.45 or something like that, the interest rate.
Oh, that's home loan interest rate.
3.95. I think it was around about that.
Okay.
Where you lock it into, where you lock it into the.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, and it accumulates interest. So have not touched it.
Do we know? Well, roughly what it could be up around.
We were trying to get Auntie Julie on the phone so she could look into the account and tell us exactly how much. But we figured out a round amount. So it's $5,000 over 6 years at 3.95%. There probably is in there right now $6,185. So $1,185.
Free money. That's good.
Not bad.
What did she want you to do with the money? When she left you the 5K, what was it left for?
It was left for, she wanted us to have an experience with it. So whether that be traveling or, you know, doing something that we really wanted to do that you might not be able to afford, like maybe, I don't know.
And you stuck it in a boring interest saver account. You've done the
I think she'd be very proud.
You've done the complete opposite. She wanted you to have this amazing holiday. Her money's sitting in some boring bank account.
Well, instead of going to Canberra, I can now go to Bora Bora, can't I? See?
Five-star holiday.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Hey, so on holidays from today, you guys are doing the show together tomorrow, you and producer Rach. Sisters.
It's an estrogen-filled show tomorrow, Rach.
Doing it for themselves tomorrow.
You guys should have grabbed that song.
Oh, sure.
We can grab it tomorrow, Rach.
Doing it for themselves. What's that song called? Is it Sisters Doing It For Themselves?
I'll just type in Sisters.
There it is. Oh, here we go.
Get it on the fly. This is what we love.
No, we can't do it. Oh. Well, yeah. No. Here we go.
Yes, Rach.
Anyway.
Tomorrow. No bras.
Ooh. No bras.
If we want to.
It'll be comfortable, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be you and me.
You guys should do bras off Thursday. Just steal a little bit from Hamish and Andy, you know?
HR would have something to say about that, I think.
Tops off Thursday, guys. It's Rach and Bree here.
Have gotten a written warning for that before.
You guys
I'm wearing a sports bra. It's not a bra.
You guys going to be right without me tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be tough.
Mm. Are you going to be right? Honestly.
I think we'll manage. Will we, Rach?
I think we'll be fine.
Are you ready to fill the hot seat over here,
Rach? We've got some stuff planned.
Yes. This seat is hot.
Let's do it, girl.
Oh, can't wait for that tomorrow. I've got my nephew house sitting for me while I'm away.
What, the 5-year-old?
I don't think that's safe.
I was like,
I don't think Cooper can do that.
Mate, you're 5. You're a big guy now. Take the keys. Do as you please. No, Lachlan.
Oh, is he house-sitting?
Yeah, him and his girlfriend, Meg, are going to be house-sitting the house. Should I be worried?
Did you get that invite?
They're young.
Rach? I got that invite. He's having a party.
Is he having a party?
Yeah. Oh, that's not what I meant.
He's not supposed to know.
I need to lay down some ground rules.
I was kidding.
Have you guys ever had anyone house-sit your house while you're away? Like, where you just go on, take over? Do as you please. Sit nude on the couch if you want.
Oh, well, don't give them the option.
They're going to sit nude on the couch.
No, they're not.
Yes, they will.
Just because you do that doesn't mean everyone else does.
I've house sat and sat nude on the couch.
You've got a cream couch. That's why you have to get it clean so often.
Yeah, I will. Are they going to... Don't even worry about it.
Do the math on
that. These are the things that I have to think while I'm away.
Just be thankful that you've got someone that can do it.
Look after the dog, the whole deal. And you're on holidays from tomorrow, which is great as well.
So is producer Rach.
Oh, who's going to go see her boyfriend for the first time in 10 weeks. That's exciting. What are you guys going to do for the Easter weekend?
Yeah, what's planned for the first day you see each other?
I fly in at 12:30, like midnight.
And then straight to bed.
Straight to bed. Hotel and sleep.
Because you'll be exhausted from the flight.
Probably sleeping for the next 2 days after that.
Yeah, just don't know how much of Darwin we're actually going to get to see.
All right, Rach, calm down. Have a great Wednesday. An Easter break.
Well, Rach and I will see you tomorrow. Gaundy, have a great holiday.
Cool.
Happy Easter.
Oh, yep. We've got the power tomorrow,
I know.
Rach.
Be yourselves, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.